You are, I understood you are a researcher. You are Israeli Jew or Israeli or Jewish Belgian, and you are a researcher at the ULB in Brussels, right? And you are at the moment you're in Tel Aviv?
Yes. I'm at the moment in Tel Aviv. I usually live in Brussels, and I'm currently in Tel Aviv visiting my family.
Okay. So we'll talk about your research, of course, but what is the situation now over there in Jerusalem and the country as a whole?
Yes, I think everybody has been watching the news and sees these very difficult photos coming from Gaza, from Jerusalem, and from other parts of Israel-Palestine. The situation is very tense, and I think everybody is asking themselves, where is this going to go next? This new cycle of violence, previous ones lasted even more than a month, so we are really all hoping that this will end soon. But it is really tense and very difficult.
Well, we can go back to what should be the next steps in your opinion, but first maybe some background. You did research in the settlements, in the colonies in East Jerusalem. What did you study exactly? What did you find, or what are your conclusions?
My research has been focused on the Israeli security landscape in East Jerusalem. This means that I was looking at the way that the Israeli control of East Jerusalem, which is part of the occupied Palestinian territories, has changed over the last two decades, and the introduction of new market forces into this territory.
Of new market forces?
Yes. Okay. The Israeli police has been exchanged, actually, in fact, with a lot of new private security guards and things that were used to be done by the Israeli military. For example, the operation of the checkpoints are now being outsourced to private security companies.
Okay. So,
have a siren. I have to go.
You have to go. Okay.
We have a siren.
Okay.
Goodbye.
Okay. Yeah. Dat is onverwacht. Wat we zullen doen, we gaan eerst naar Vicky Reinhardt bellen. Dus de bombardementen zijn daar, of de aanvallen zijn daar bezig. Misschien komt er niks neer, maar misschien toch wel. Dus Lior Vollens is gaan schuilen. En we zullen Vicky Reinhardt eerst proberen te bellen van SPA Vooruit. We hebben Lior Vollens opnieuw aan de lijn. Hello, Mr. Vollens.
Yes, hello.
Yes, you're an. Yes, and I guess you don't have a lot of time, and we don't have a lot of time. So, if we can continue for 5 minutes. So, I don't know. You were talking about your research in the East Jerusalem and the privatization of the security forces, as they call them. Shall we continue with that for another 5 minutes, or do you want to? Is there anything other that you want to mention in particular?
I will move with your permission to talk a bit about the settlements in East Jerusalem, which I think are very relevant now, because one of the main reasons for this outburst of violence now has been the Israeli move to settle Jewish Israeli settlers in East Jerusalem within Palestinian neighborhoods. And so I've been working for some time for my research in those neighborhoods to see what kind of effect this has on Palestinians living in Jerusalem. And the effects have been quite tremendous. The main area that is now in the news is called Sheikh Jarrah. It is a neighborhood just north of the old city of Jerusalem. And it's a Palestinian Jerusalemite neighborhood that has been known quite a nice neighborhood, well organized, with many important families, which are all have been refugee families that have been kicked out of their homes in 1948 with the establishment of the State of Israel. And so they've been kicked out of their homes in what is today West Jerusalem. And they later were allowed to build those houses in East Jerusalem. And now there is the Israeli state, with the help of private settler organizations and the foreign donors, are moving to evict them again of their houses, to dispossess them and leave them in the street. And so this is really one of the main reasons that there is now a new outburst of violence, and it's very concerning. It is also very extremely unfair.
Yeah, we saw an example this week. There was a case of a There was a young lady who was shouting at a Jewish settler, well, actually an American, an Orthodox Jew from New York, who has been occupying part of the family's house since about 10 years. But they say it's legal. The judges gave them the house. So how does that work?
Well, of course, the state of Israel claims to be a Jewish and democratic state. You can claim it's true if you think it's democratic for its Jewish citizens, but it's Jewish for its Palestinian residents and subjects. And so, indeed, the Israeli legal system allows various channels of eviction of Palestinians from their houses and the movement of Jewish Israeli settlers in. We see this very, very clearly in East Jerusalem, but there are also similar channels in other areas in the north of Israel, but also in the what so-called mixed cities of Lid and Yaffa, in the outskirts of Tel Aviv. We see different ways in which the Israeli state either directly expropriates houses of Palestinians or through different legal machinations based on British and Ottoman legislation, they are able to kick Palestinians out of their houses, who are very often helpless in trying to defend their own sole property in the face of the Israeli state.
Does this treatment also apply to they used to call them Arabs, or they tend to call them Arabs rather than Palestinians, but Palestinians with the Israeli nationality?
Yes. It is mostly of people who do not have the nationality, who are not nationals of the state of Israel, but it is those are Palestinians living in Jerusalem who are not citizens. They are only afforded temporary residency in the city, meaning that when Israel occupied East Jerusalem in 1967, it gave those Palestinians there only a very tenacious temporary residence in the city, but no citizenship, meaning that Israel can both revoke the right to remain living in the city, in Jerusalem, and to access the labor market there. And they can also move to easier channels to move to expropriate their property. So it puts them in a very difficult position, combined with the lack of clear Palestinian leadership in Jerusalem, which is the result of the way that Israel is systematically eliminating any chance for Palestinian cultural, social, educational life in Jerusalem. The result is that we see this extreme outburst of violence again and again in the city.
Mm-hmm. And so, did I understand correctly that you say that those different laws and treatment also apply to Israeli Arabs, Palestinians, so non-Jewish Israelis? Is that correct?
Some of those channels have also been used to dispossess Palestinians who are citizens of Israel. Yes.
Because often it's said, well, Israel is a democracy, and yes, I mean the Palestinians outside who are not nationals of Israel are treated differently, but it's a democracy because all the Palestinian Israelis, there's no discrimination against them. But you said that's not totally true then.
And so again we have sirens, and so again I have to go.
Okay.
I apologize to the listeners at home.
Good. We'll talk maybe another time. Thank you and take care.
Thank you very much. Have
Goodbye.
A good day. Bye-bye.
Ja, het is daar ambiance. Dus dat is rechtstreeks vanuit, ik zei bijna Gaza, want daar gaan de sirenes waarschijnlijk ook af en toe af. Het is vanuit Tel Aviv, dus waarschijnlijk raketten vanuit Gaza die daar de richting uitgaan. Lior Volins, dus onderzoeker aan de ULB, die dus